You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Dinala sa korte ang kumpanyang Deliveroo ng isang lalaking nagsabing binayaran siya ng kulang bilang driver. Ang dating driver ay nagsabing binayaran siya ng kulang na 10 dolyar bawat oras. Sa ating wika, pakinggan natin ang ulat tungkol dito na tinipo ni Greg Diet. Gumawa ng legal na hakbang ang isang residente ng Canberra laban sa Deliveroo sa pagsasabing binayaran siya ng kulang na mahigit na 10 dolyar bawat oras lamang sa pagdadala ng pagkain sa kanilang mga kliyente. Gumawa ng hakbang si Jeremy Rind sa Federal Circuit Court sa pagsasabing dapat siyang binayaran ng minimum wage na 19 na dolyar bawat oras.
When I realized I was getting paid extremely low, I had a decision to make whether to let it lie and just forget about it, or to take action and request that I should have been paid properly.
Dagdag ni Ginoong Rind, sinabi niya ang kanyang reklamo sa Deliveroo, pero di umano'y hindi interesado ang kumpanya sa resolusyon. Ayon na din sa kanya, binigyan siya ng support ng legal ng Transport Workers Union, pero nauna dito, nagbalak siyang katawanin ang kanyang sarili sa korte.
I was just me representing myself. It was a real David versus Goliath battle. I was self-represented and I was going to take the case and hope the judge had pity on me.
Binatikos ang Deliveroo ng National Secretary ng Transport Workers Union, Michael Kane, sa pagsasagawa ng tinawag na sham contracting na kung saan humihirang ang kumpanya ng mga tao bilang independenteng contractors sa halip ng mga empleyado upang makaiwas na magbayad ng minimum wage at iba pang benepisyo.
Companies like Deliveroo and the gig economy are involved in what is probably the biggest sham in the modern economy. That is, they are pretending that their workers have flexibility when they don't. They are calling and imposing an independent contractor model on workers when they're not independent contractors at all. And what that means is they can extract a very, very low price, very, very much less than the Australian minimum wage, and pocket the difference. And that is the definition of exploitation. And that's what Jeremy and the unions are fighting against in this case.
Ayon din kay Ginoong Kane, dapat malaman ng mga taong gumagamit ng serbisyo ng Deliveroo na ang mga taong nagdadala ng pagkain sa kanila ay malamang na tumatanggap ng kulang na bayad na hindi ayon sa minimum wage.
Question for consumers to remember is that when that delivery person knocks at their door, it is highly likely that worker is being paid barely half of the minimum wage, that sometimes they're waiting on the side of the road for hours and hours, can't get a job, that they have no security, they have minimal workplace health and safety, they have no superannuation, they have no right to annual leave, and their job can be terminated at the press of an algorithm. That is not the Australia that anyone wants. And yes, we all want convenience, but at what price? And that's why we need to take this case on.
Sinabi naman ng Deliveroo na ang mga nagdadala ng pagkain ay karaniwang nagtatrabaho ng 15 oras bawat linggo at sumusweldo ng 22 dolyar bawat oras. Ayon din sa kanila, nagbibigay sila ng magandang sweldo at napapalitang oras ng trabaho sa mahigit na 8,000 tao sa kahabaan ng Australia na lahat ay itinuturing nilang kontraktor.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.